Over the weekend, some of the laid-off staffers of Creative Loafing, the former alternative weekly magazine and now digital-only website, held a rest-in-paper fest to raise money for a new venture they're calling Queen City Nerve. WFAE's Cole Del Charco has more.
The new publication will distribute its first print issue on December 6th. Queen City Nerve will print bi-weekly and have a website updated daily with the same kinds of stories you would have found in Creative Loafing Charlotte. That's according to Ryan Pitkin, the former editor-in-chief at Creative Loafing, a position he held for 3 months before he and the rest of the staff were laid off at the end of October. But seeing the number of people who showed up to benefit concerts and events this weekend to support the new venture affirmed Pitkin's goal.
It's important for us to not hang around and just sort of sit on our hands and wonder if this is the right decision or not. We know it's the right decision, and we need to turn it around real quick to make sure that the community doesn't sort of forget about us and that we can be there for the community.
The idea for the event came from a local band named The Business People. But once a number of other bands and people expressed interest, Pitkin and others with Queen City Nerve got involved. Pitkin says all kinds of people and groups reached out after the paper shut down and offered to help with advertising and business. He says the new publication will host a bunch of small events throughout the year and will add more of a video and digital focus to their website. For WFAE News, I'm Cole Del Charco.